Megan Fox goes ballistic at claim she forced sons to wear girls' clothing. You fucked with the wrong witch. By Alana Mastrangelo on June 12, 2023. Transformers actress Megan Fox raged at conservative influencer Robbie Starbuck on social media over the weekend, threatening him with witchcraft after Starbuck said he witnessed two of her sons have a breakdown over being forced to wear girls' clothing. Starbuck, a music video director who ran for Congress in 2022, said he used to live in the same gated community as Fox in California. "Our kids played at the park," he wrote on social media last Thursday, commenting on a viral photo of Fox and her three sons, one of whom is sporting girls' attire. "I saw two of them have a full-on breakdown saying they were forced by their mom to wear girls' clothes as their nanny tried to console them," he added. "It's pure child abuse. Pray for them." More context: this was around 5 years ago, so they were younger than they are in this pic, Starbuck added in a follow-up post. "There was another witness plus the nanny when the boys did this. It started with one and the other one chimed in. Third child was not involved. We knew California wouldn't do anything about it because the state celebrates this stuff and she's famous," he continued. "I never said anything publicly because they were so young and I thought it would stop because they were vocally expressing the desire to wear boy clothes. We moved to TN shortly after and I saw this photo of the boys going around online this week," Starbuck added. Fox responded to the claim on her Instagram page, writing, "Hey at Robbie Starbuck, I really don't want to give you this attention because clearly you're a clout chaser, but let me teach you something. Irregardless, sick, of how desperate you may become at any given time to acquire wealth, power, success, or fame, never use children as leverage or social currency. Especially under malevolent and erroneous pretense," the actress continued. "Exploiting my child's gender identity to gain attention in your political campaign has put you on the wrong side of the universe," she added. "I have been burned at the stake by insecure, narcissistic, impotent little men like you many times and yet I'm still here." Fox concluded, "You fucked with the wrong witch." Starbuck responded in a comment on Fox's post, "I don't even have a political campaign, Megan. I lived in the same gated community as you in Calabasas. Our kids played together there. Ask your nanny. She was the one bringing them to the park, not you." The podcaster said he would be happy to share corroboration of his story. "I have photos of our kids playing because they played so regularly. An independent adult witnessed this and I have a text from them about it. You can DM and I'll show it to you privately." Fox also took to her Instagram stories, where she seemingly threatened Starbuck with witchcraft. The Jennifer's Body actress shared a New York Post headline about a nearly nude witch holding a carcass-eating ritual, adding a sticker on the photo that reads "Me outside Rob Starbuck's house." In his Instagram comment, Starbuck brushed off Fox's threats and said he would pray for her boys. "I have Jesus, so I'll never fear witchcraft." Starbuck, who has directed music videos for artists such as Snoop Dogg, Megadeth, and Sarah Bareilles, then posted a quote attributed to Fox where she claimed to feel her eldest son Noah was not subscribing to gender stereotypes while he was still in utero. While Starbuck says the interview was from this year, he appears to be quoting from an article that reprints the quote from an interview from several years ago. The undated piece says Fox is 31 years old at the time of its publication, she is currently 37. In 2019, Fox claimed her son wearing dresses to school instills confidence in him. She has made headlines over the past few years for satanic hijinks with her rapper-rocker fiancé Machine Gun Kelly, drinking each other's blood and performing a fetishistic parody of The Last Supper, for example. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.